A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Chav Ches, Yuma 28a, pagination page 55, starting at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page. Omar Lohem HaMamuneh, the appointee in the Beis HaMikdash, would tell them, Tzu'uru'u, go out and see, Im Higia Zman HaShchita, if we can start the service with Shchita, because it is light enough, the first ray of light in the morning would signify that day has started and we can begin. Im higia, if it did reach that point, Haroa Omer Barkai, the sider would call out, it is light. Maser ben Shmuel Omer, one of the appointees in the Beis HaMikdash by the name of Maser ben Shmuel, used to add on a follow-up question. He said, Heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach ad she-bechevron. Is it light enough on the east all the way till Chevron? For who Omer Hain and the sider would have to call back, yes, in order that they should be convinced that it's indeed light enough to start the avoda. We're describing here split-second precision they're trying for. They're trying to get the mitzvah at its earliest moment, but there's a concern that they might preemptively think it's light when it really isn't. As the Mishnah explains, V'lama hutzruchu l'kach, why were they so concerned? Shapam achas olam or alavana, because one time the moonlight appeared, v'dimu sheheyer mizrach, that the light was already coming from sunrise, v'shachtu es ha-tamid, and they shecht the korban tamid, v'hotzi'uhu leves ha-sreifa, and they had to take it out and burn it. It was an improper korban because it was still nighttime, and therefore they tried to get it at the earliest without chas v'shalom going ahead and doing it improperly too early because it's still night. This concept is referred to in halacha as zrizim maktimim l'mitzvos, that it's a mitzvah to be a zoriz, to move quickly upon a mitzvah opportunity. Sometimes it's referred to as chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. A mitzvah at its time is very dear, and we try to do it at the earliest time possible. Let's take a look at Amud Beis, counting down from the top, about 15 lines. The first part of the line says, Lo gamrinan minei, and then we begin with a braisa. Detanya, as we learnt, Uvayoma shemini yimo besar orloso. It should be on the eighth day that we do the mila, the circumcision. The Torah Tamima makes an observation on this pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, Bayom Hashmini Yimo Basar Oloso, that the Gemara actually uses this pasuk for other drashas, and he suggests that the real pasuk that we learn this concept, Mila has to be done by day and not the preceding night, even though the child technically is 8 days old, but it's not day yet. So how do you know you're not allowed to do Mila at night? So he suggests that there's a pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha when Avram was given the mitzvah originally, Uben Shimonas Yomim, when the child is 8 days old. And he says that perhaps that's where this drasha really is taken from. He suggests that sometimes the Gemara, in its quickness, in its brevity, doesn't necessarily assign or articulate the correct pasuk, and instead just quotes the pasuk quickly of whichever pasuk is most familiar to people. But if you spend time on the drushas, you have to really figure out which Bayom HaShemini is teaching you this drusha, and which Bayom HaShemini or Ben Shimonas Yomim is teaching you a different drusha. There's such a discussion as well on the pasuk of V'nishmartem Ma'od L'Nafshoseichem, if that's really the pasuk of safety or that's just the one that's most frequently quoted because people were familiar with it. Sometimes when you analyze the drasha from the psukim, you have to really figure out which actual pasuk is the one from which that drasha is derived. But in any case, Bayom Hashmini Yimo Besar Olasa, we learn from the pasuk that Mila can only be done by day and not by night, not by the preceding night. Melamed, this tells us, Shekol Hayom Kosher Lemila. The entire day is kosher for Mila. Ela, but, Shehazrizim Aktimim Lemitzvahs. People are supposed to rush to do a mitzvah. Shenemar, as we see, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Avraham woke up early in the morning, Vayachavosh, and he saddled his donkey, and he went on his way, even though he could have taken his time, perhaps, and it was a difficult mitzvah to do. He's going to do the Akedah. Nevertheless, he moved quickly in the morning, and that's a precedent that the right way to do mitzvahs is at the first opportunity. There's a fascinating question. How far to take Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs, do a mitzvah early? What happens if some sort of delay would enable us to do the mitzvah with greater hiddur, with greater enhancement, to do the mitzvah in a really good way? The Torah Tmima in Parshas Bo, on the Pasuk Shemartem Es Hamatzos, at the end of Kufnun Tes, brings a bit of literature on the topic. On the one hand, when it comes to Kiddush Levana, for example, we are willing to delay the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana until a Matzei Shabbos, when a person is mevusam, in a good mood, dressed with his Shabbos clothes, in order to do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do it in the most proper way. And we do find that you're willing to delay, even if the first opportunity for Kiddush Levana might be on a Thursday night, we're going to wait for Matzei Shabbos. On the other hand, there is also literature, for example, the Magen Avraham in Orach Chaim Chafhei Beis, who goes on record as saying that absolutely you should not delay a mitzvah. And I once heard a concept that Zrizus, doing a mitzvah quickly, is itself considered a hiddur mitzvah. It's an enhancement in the mitzvah to do it quickly. But that's a balance that we're not going to settle in 10-minute session. It's a fascinating concept which certainly has to be applied in each application appropriately. What is interesting is that while we certainly try to do the mitzvah of Mila early in the day, basically first thing, immediately after Shachris, but there is a medrash that says that Avraham, despite the fact that he was the person of Vayashkem Avraham Baboker Vayachavosh Eschamoro, when it came to the Akedah, he did it early in the morning. When it came to his Milah, he did it Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, presumably like high noon, midday, purposely in order to make a greater Kiddush Hashem. If he would do it first thing in the morning, so not everybody would be in attendance, not everybody would know about it. And Avram had made that decision, that famous decision regarding his Mila, that he was going to do it with public knowledge, that people would know that he's doing it. And you see, at least from that incident with Avram, that the Hiddur mitzvah of doing it at its proper time outweighed doing it Vayashkem, doing it early in the morning. And perhaps one approach is to assess whether the hiddur mitzvah that we're talking about is just a nice hiddur mitzvah, or it's a hiddur mitzvah that goes to the very essence of the role that the mitzvah is playing. And if that's going to the very essence, then such a hiddur, perhaps, such an approach might be that the hiddur is worth waiting for. Yashar koach, have a great day.